Arizona News Radio. Three suspects arrested in the Payson area in connection with the Monday night shooting deaths of two men in an Apache Junction trailer park.
It appears it was a drug deal that went kind of sideways on the individuals.
A record 814 Arizona schools, or 42%, failed to meet benchmarks for academic progress this year. Andrew Lefevre from the Department of Education.
Last year, we increased the difficulty of our mathematics exam. This year we had increased the difficulty of our writing exam.
The Postal Service has targeted 11 post offices around Arizona that could be closed.
We're working to become more efficient while, you know, continuing to maintain service to all of our customers.
Maricopa County Attorney's Office reports over $1 million in restitution from bad check writers.
That went to pay the restitution that individuals and businesses have set to our program.
George Tanner, Arizona News Radio.
This check of your KFNX traffic, a service of 5-hour energy in the 4 o'clock hour, gang. Look for an injury accident at 24th Street of Van Buren. Also, we have a vehicle on fire eastbound US 60 just east of Stapley Drive. Tired sucks. Not into the long day tired, but places to go, things to do, but all I want to do is close my eyes tired. 5-hour energy fixes that fast. One shot, back to work, problem solved. 5-hour energy, fix the tired. Here's your forecast.
Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. We continue to dry out a bit. Therefore, our monsoon is confined to the high country and well east to the greater Phoenix area. Through at least Friday, daytime highs 107 to 109. Moisture returns by the weekend, and so does the monsoon. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Thank you, Jimmy. KFNX News Time is 4:05. Currently in central Phoenix, we are at 103 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, it's the show Legalese with your host. Excuse me, Dennis Willinchek. You're listening to KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. I'm Jed Reynolds, and you're up to date.
And here you are, ladies, today's dessert special.
Jen, do you smell that? Smells like rotten eggs.
Could it be a gas leak?
We need to call Southwest Gas.
Southwest Gas?
They add a rotten egg odorant to their gas, so you know right away if there's a leak.
Excuse me, ladies, but you need to leave the restaurant. We might have a gas leak.
Hey, what about my dessert?
You'll have to save those calories for later.
If you ever smell the rotten egg odor, call Southwest Gas and 911 any time of the day. Your safety is our priority at Southwest Gas.
This news report is brought to you by State Farm Insurance. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates. Call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Simple Green, the original green cleaner, presents the Green Tip of the Week. This week's tip, make a change. Try to carpool or take public transportation to work, school, or shopping just one day per week. Or try riding your bike one day. You'll save money, fuel, and get some exercise. That's this week's Green Tip of the Week. Visit our website at simplegreen.com.
Check us out on the web at 1100kfnx.com.
This is Legalese, where the law is always on your side. Now introducing your host, a longtime veteran of the courts, Dennis Willinchek.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, and every Wednesday we have Legalese on at 4 to 5, immediately prior to Lou Dobbs coming on. And today I'm pleased to announce we have a aspirant for the White House, Buddy Romer, former governor of Louisiana. And he's with us online. Buddy, are you with us here?
I can hear you loud and clear, Dennis. How about me? Can you hear
me
okay?
You're coming in great.
I'm in Hanover, New Hampshire. It's 68 degrees here in the mountains.
Hanover, New Hampshire. Well, we can only guess why you're there. So why don't you tell our listeners, let me just start the show by telling our listeners who you are. Some of them obviously may know you from the past, but you were the governor of Louisiana from 1988 to 1992. A lot of us remember your name. And you're now running, announced that you will be running for president, I think, and in New Hampshire, right?
Right, correct.
And
last Thursday.
Yeah.
6 days old.
Yeah, one of the things that I want to tell our listeners before we get rolling here is that what I found fascinating about your campaign in particular, and I'm pleased that you're with us, is that you have announced that you will not accept any PAC money, and that the maximum donation you will take is $100 per person. And your platform thus far, of course, you have, I'm sure, other points, but one of your main points is that you say nothing can get done in Washington, D.C., because the politicians have all been bought off by banks and corporations. Am I quoting you accurately?
You are accurate. There are other examples, and we can talk about them.
Sure.
I'm the only guy who's been a congressman and a governor. I've had both jobs. I decided early in my life not to accept big checks or PAC money. And I've watched the system, Dennis, get worse and worse. I call it institutionally corrupt, where politicians spend all their time raising money. They don't read the bills, and so they get their information from lobbyists.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you something. Let me interrupt you for a second there, buddy.
Sure.
I've had guests on the show, for example, lots of politicians, and one of them said to me flat out that lobbyists are good for the country because a lot of the politicians cannot possibly get their information firsthand. They have to rely on people who actually sort of force-feed them with information and do a lot of research. What's your take on that?
Well, that's a factor. I don't disagree with that. I was in Congress 8 years. I didn't know everything then. I don't know everything now.
Well, then you're qualified to be president.
Maybe not. We'll soon find out. Hopefully there's somebody out there that can do this job like I would do it, and I can go home again.
Yeah. Well, tell us, honestly, tell us, why are you running for president of this stage in your life?
We're talking about one of the two points that I make right now. That's the money in politics. I'm the only guy running who's been a congressman and a governor. I know the system.
Yeah.
It's institutionally corrupt. And the changes that we need to make in the tax code, the changes that we need to make on behalf of small business, the changes that we need to make in illegal immigration, the changes that we need to make in unfair trade from China and Taiwan and Japan, those changes will require courage, vision, and a president that's free to lead. You can't take money from GE at $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $35,000 a ticket, and then tell them they got to pay their fair share of taxes. That's the problem in this country.
Now, can you get the job done, and why? Why can you get the job done while others have failed?
Free to lead.
And when you say free to lead, what do you mean by that? In other words, tell our listeners, we have Buddy Romer, former governor of Louisiana and congressman on the phone with us who's running for president. And tell our listeners why you are unique to do that as opposed to the others who've tried, sounded good, and failed.
Yeah. Well, they all took the big money. So GE makes $14 billion and doesn't pay any taxes. They gave more money to the presidential candidates 4 years ago than any company in America. Good investment, GE. They gave $4.3 million. John McCain took their money. Barack Obama took more of it. And no action was taken on the tax code.
Let me ask you something. Let me interrupt you again. Let me ask you something.
Yes.
Can somebody like you, first of all, I haven't even told our listeners, you're a Republican or a Democrat?
I'm a Republican.
And as a Republican, can you really get there to the finish line without taking that kind of money in a national race?
Oh, it's a good question. And it's a question that only time will tell. But here's my plan. I'm the only candidate who will talk about fair trade specifically and not taking the big money. And if I can get 1 million Americans from Phoenix and Tucson and Baton Rouge and New Orleans and Atlanta, if I can get 1 million Americans to get on my website, and let me say it if I could, Dennis.
Go ahead.
Buddy, it's www.buddyromer.com, and Romer is spelled R-O-E-M-E-R. If you get on my website and make a $5 or $10 or $25 or a $100 contribution, if I can get 1 million people to do that, I'll win the primary. I'll have $100 million. That's as much money as John McCain spent 4 years ago in the primaries. Now, look, I announced 6 days ago, I already have contributions from 49 states. It's happening, Dennis.
Wow.
People are sick and tired. They're sick and tired.
I think that's true. I think people, I think you hit that on the head. People are, I just came back from an extended trip throughout Europe, and I'll tell you, coming back here is an eye-opener. You know, and even in Europe, they're talking about how silly we are. We can't get anything done, the Congress and the president with a debt ceiling. And that's all they talk about. And the public has got to be fed up with this by now.
Well, it's a circus, and it's run by the clowns.
Yeah.
Management run it. It's the clowns. There's no leadership. Look, let me tell you a story. Most members of Congress serve 8, 10, 15 years. Do they come home? No. They take a lobbying job.
Yeah.
This is a gift of a lifetime.
Now, what do you do for a living, buddy, other than talk about these issues and run for president?
I'm a small-town banker. I have a billion-dollar bank that I have built over the last few years. No bailout money. We're profitable. I manage small businesses. I restructure their debt. I make sure they're healthy. I help grow jobs. This is what a president needs to do.
Yeah, and I take it you're a self-made man. Is that right?
I am. I wasn't born rich. I was born to a good family. Four brothers and sisters. Five of us grew up on a farm in North Louisiana. I went to Harvard when I was 16. I was a young guy. I was a good student. I went to Harvard undergraduate in economics. I went to the Harvard Business School. I'm not a lawyer like you, Dennis. I'm a business guy.
Well, that's one thing going for you.
I'm not saying that, man. but look, I'm a proud Republican, but I'm a prouder American.
Yeah.
I need independents. I need Tea Parties. I need conservative Democrats. I need Republicans. We got to fight the system. I need a million of you to stand with me. Get on my website. We can do this.
Buddy, let me ask you this. I got 1 minute before the break. It's fascinating, really, listening to you, seriously. And I have to wonder, having heard your background and looked into it, I have to wonder why a guy like you has obviously been successful, is successful. You obviously don't need the job of president. Probably be a pay cut for you, big time. What motivates you? I mean, seriously, is it the fact that you see this country going down the tubes and you're just sick and tired of it like the rest of us?
Dennis, we're on the edge of a cliff. We have a debt we cannot repay. We have a Congress and a president that can't make one single cut in a $3.7 trillion budget. I would eliminate all energy subsidies, and I would eliminate the Department of Energy. That's $141 billion. I'd do it right now.
All right, give our listeners your website again, and before we take our break, tell them where they need to send their money to you.
www.buddyromer.com, and Romer is R-O-E-M-E-R. Look at my website. It's got my speeches on there. I go to it every day. We add to it. It's very exciting. I couldn't run, but in the age of the Internet, Dennis, this is a 21st century campaign.
All right, real quick, how are you doing out there in New Hampshire? Are you getting reception?
I'm getting good. I had three radio shows today. I had a town hall meeting, and I'm going to one tonight as soon as we get through with this interview. I love being here. It's a small state. I come from a small state. We're going to do well here, Dennis. Watch us.
Okay, well, we'll come back to you for the next 15 minutes after these breaks. Thanks, buddy, for being with us. Hang on.
Thank you. Will do.
Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX, AM 1100.
Since 1991, the law offices of Willinchek & Bartness have provided quality business litigation service that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Willinchek & Bartness specialize in cases of breach of contract, real estate litigation, construction defect, business fraud, and breach of fiduciary duty. For professional yet very personal legal representation, call Willinchek & Bartness today at 602-606-2810, 602-606-2810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, host of Healthline. Join me live to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Healthline, the world's leader in cell-resonant nutrition technology, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works. This month, Max Stress B is on special, delivering near-instant energy boosting from its live source, high-energy, end-chain forms of B vitamins. Feel the difference. Increased energy, better mood, less sleep need, and more stamina. Even folic acid is in the end-chain form, ready to use by the cell. Max Stress B, our best seller. Nothing else even comes close. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447. That's 800-370-3447. Experience nutrition that really works.
Healthline with Dr. Bob Marshall, every Saturday at 9 a.m. here on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100.
At Unitarian Universalist Church in Surprise, no man or woman of good will ever be a stranger. We proudly tolerate freedom of belief. At Unitarian Universalist Church, the final authority for religious questions is not the Bible or the church. It is reason and individual conscience. At our website, uusurprise.org, you can listen to sermons and read our newsletters or get directions to our church in Surprise for our Sunday morning services at 10:30. That's uusurprise.org or call us at 623-875-2550.
A righty on the left coast. The Lars Larson Show. Weeknights at 10 on KFNX.
This is Dennis Walenchek on Legalese, and we're here with former governor and congressman from Louisiana, Buddy Romer, who's now in New Hampshire, trying to collect checks for his campaign for president of the United States. Buddy's been sharing with us his ideas as to why he would make a good president, and Buddy has a fascinating background and seems very sincere about this run. Buddy, let me ask you a couple of other questions. Number one, how old are you now?
67.
67.
You know, I like to say, Dennis, that I'm old enough to know what to do and still young enough to do it. So I'm kind of excited about it.
Yeah, 67 is young today. Hey, my next question to you is, and I don't know if you want to comment or how you can comment on this for me, but, you know, Louisiana, the state you come from, is generally known for being, in the past at least, somewhat of a corrupt state. I mean, no offense to you, but it has a reputation for that.
No, I've been battling it ever since I was in politics. That's why I beat an incumbent Democrat for Congress. I beat an incumbent governor to be governor. I mean, it's a no-party state. They didn't even have party on the ballot. It was all about personality, and it was about corruption.
Yeah.
The guy that beat spent $15 million. I spent $1.6 million.
Mm.
It can be done, Dennis. You just have to take clean, small amounts and build a team, and you'll overcome the big corrupt check. This guy took big oil money, big chemical money. He laughed at me. We would have debates, and he'd point his finger at me and say, "Oh, Romer's sharp. He's pretty smart. He can't win. He won't take the money. That's why I won, Dennis."
That's an amazing story. Now, let me ask you this. On fair trade, you mentioned earlier that was a major part of the reason you're running. Tell us what you mean by that.
I remember when things used to be made in America. Maybe I'm showing my
age. Maybe you're older
now
than 67. Been a while. Been a while, buddy, since anything's been made here.
We gave up 40 years ago. We've had a trade imbalance for 41 years. Last year, we gave away $700 billion of our money overseas.
Right.
A nation cannot last doing that. We are losing our wealth. We've lost our best jobs. And we no longer make anything. Now, I thought at first that it was just technology. I thought it was a changing business cycle. But when I went to China, and I went to Japan, and I went to Taiwan, and I went to India, and I went around the world representing companies in my bank trying to sell overseas, I found that they wouldn't let our products into their country.
Yeah.
And number two, when they built products there, they used child labor, they used prison labor, they used forced labor. There were no environmental standards. There were no safety standards. I call that unfair trade.
So what can you do? What can you do about it? Tell our listeners what you can do about it.
A couple of things. Number one, you can change our tax code, which allows companies, and I won't mention GE or other companies, but it allows companies like that to build plants overseas, shut down their plants in the United States, because they make more money when they do that, and they get to deduct the cost of building the plant from their United States taxes. That's how GE made $14 billion.
So what are you going to do to change it?
I would change the code. I would not allow deductions for products purchased overseas or services located overseas. Okay. That's Section 162 and 212 of the tax code. In other words, if you're a big company and you want a group of people to answer telephone calls for you, you can't build a call center in India and deduct it from your United States taxes. You can build it, but by God, you have to pay for it.
But let me ask you something real quick. I mean, don't we want to build in this country more of an educated base, a technological base, as opposed to, you know, a dirty kind of manufacturing kind of base? I mean, isn't that where the future is?
We do. And we have to work on our school system. But over the next 20 years, look, not everybody's going to be Bill Gates here.
Right.
Not everybody's going to be Eli Whitney. There's some people that work with their hands.
Yeah.
Dennis, you got to give them a chance to compete. And against unfair trade, they don't compete. We use the tax code to let companies go overseas, and they deduct it from our taxes. I would stop that. And number two, I would have a fair trade adjustment. It's an economic calculation of the difference between the unfair cost in China and the cost here, minimally, and that would be added to the price of the imported product, and it would be paid by the importer.
Okay, and you think as president you would introduce legislation that you could work with the Congress, given your background, to get that passed where you feel today it's not going to be done, obviously, with a Democratic president, it probably won't get done.
Well, it didn't get done with a Republican president either. Dennis, they're all for free trade. Where the hell does free trade exist? I mean, Japan and Germany built after the war, they had protection trade.
Yeah.
You can't product in Japan. It's almost impossible. They stole our automobiles, our steel, our consumer electronics, our toys. I mean, you just go down the line.
Yeah, I know. It's sad.
Dennis, we're a sucker.
Yeah.
And what did Bill Clinton do? He came up with NAFTA. We now have 3 million of our manufacturing jobs in Mexico. That's really helped us a great deal.
Sure.
Look.
Hey, buddy, in the time we've got, let me turn the subject because we only have a few minutes and your time is valuable. And we're running out of time here. But tell me real quickly for our listeners. And by the way, thank you so much for being on the show. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
But tell us. Yeah, absolutely. Let just tell our listeners what your position is on this healthcare situation and on the energy situation, if you can.
I would quickly. I'm a diabetic for almost 50 years. I understand healthcare. We need to make the insurance companies compete. Obamacare is a failure, guys. We need to eliminate it. We need to take a different stab at it. Make the insurance companies compete. You know they don't compete now. You can't buy medical insurance across the state line. Tort lawyers, I'd put a cap on it. I know they want to address in Obamacare. A reasonable cap. We did it in Louisiana. It lowered cost 10%. And number three, pharmaceuticals are going to have to compete. They are protected under the law. I will remove that protection. And finally, for providers who come up with innovative ways to save money in the system, I'll let them keep 25% of the money they save in a single year. Watch what happens. Now, on the other question was...
Energy.
I would drill. I would declare in my inaugural address that America will be energy independent by the end of this decade.
Yeah.
I will use all forms of domestic energy, green, wind, solar, geothermal, battery, oil, gas, safe nuclear. I would get on it. I would drill where there's oil and gas. We can create 3 million new jobs if we start doing that. I would tariff oil from the Middle East. I would not let that oil come in here. I would slowly withdraw it over the next 8 years. I would eliminate all energy subsidies, and I would eliminate the Department of Energy.
Hmm. Very ambitious.
We would save $140 billion. We would be energy independent. Our trade would be in balance. the value of the dollar would go up. And what happens then, Dennis? The price of gasoline goes down. When Obama was elected, a gallon of gas was $1.81. Last time I looked in New Hampshire, it was $3.99.
Yeah.
We can bring it down to $1.81 again by strengthening our dollar and shutting off foreign oil.
Well, I got to tell you that we just got about 2 minutes here or less, but I got to tell you something. From all the different politicians I've heard, you're proposing things that I've heard before, but you're proposing them in a way that makes me believe that you're truly sincere. You'd work hard to get it done, and that's important in this situation.
It is.
How are you doing before we go? How are you actually, as I asked you this a little bit earlier, but are you you were talking about you're collecting money at buddyromer.com, R-O-E-M-E-R for my listeners, and you're getting crowds out there in New Hampshire. You think you got a shot at this, huh?
It's building. The reason I think that, Dennis, who's the winner? You don't know who the winner is.
Right.
There's no taking charge in this race. This thing is wide open, and I'm going to ask the people to stand with me. We'll take this thing.
You think you can win against Obama?
I do. I do. I would challenge him to 5 debates, and we'll talk about the fiasco of Washington, D.C., and the fact that he's raising $1 billion of special interest money.
There's no question people are looking for something new and different, and that may be you here. I want to wish you honestly the best, and we'll try to have you on again as the race proceeds. Don't drop out before then. And, you know, we wish you Godspeed and hope that it works out for you, and hang in there.
Thank you, Dennis. I had 2% on the latest poll after campaigning for 5 days. I'm just getting started.
Well, we'll keep an eye on you. Take care, buddy, and good luck to you.
Thanks, man.
All right, be good. We'll be back in just a few minutes after these commercial messages. This is Legalese with Dennis Wilencheck on KFNX 1100 News Talk Radio.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Still no debt deal, and Wall Street investors are nervous. The Dow lost nearly 200 points today. The other indexes also were lower. The Dow has fallen 4 days in a row now. Tea Party supporters held a Capitol Hill rally today, urging Congress not to abandon the cut, cap, and balance plan for the national debt and budget. South Carolina Republican Senator Jim DeMint accuses Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid of torpedoing that plan.
Over 66% of Americans immediately thought cut, cap, and balance was a good idea. So Harry Reid tabled it. So we couldn't even have any debate on it.
Ohio court officials say convicted serial killer Anthony Sowell won't be eligible for parole because he's classified as a sexually violent predator. The prosecutor's office says this means Sowell can only get life in prison without parole or the death penalty. He was found guilty last week of aggravated murder and other charges in a string of deaths of Cleveland-area women between 2007 and 2009. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Arizona News Radio. Three suspects arrested near Payson in connection with the shooting deaths of two men in Apache Junction Monday night. Drugs could have been involved.
When you got drugs and guns, the violence kind of escalates.
Yavapai silent witness offering $1,000 reward for information into the suspect in a home invasion robbery in the village of Oak Creek. Phoenix police arrest a woman for making numerous emergency calls to 911, 130 this year.
You're taking away manpower. When someone calls 911 and they say, well, we it took a while for 911 to operate, well, it could be that we were answering a false call that took away from our time.
31 required emergency response. Some businesses in Sierra Vista busted for selling alcohol to minors.
Some of them made a mistake, and I hope, you know, that they learned the lesson.
And Jerry Lewis is a candidate for the recall election against Senate President Russell Pierce.
In the end, this is not my Senate seat. Nor is it Russell Pierce's Senate seat.
George Tanner, Arizona News.
This check of your KFNX traffic. Once again, a service of your Arizona Farmers Insurance agents. Look for a collision. 7th Street at Indian School. Also, we have an accident northbound I-17 at Yorkshire. And watch for an injury accident. Indian School Road east of 27th Avenue. Are you saving as much as you could? See how your knowledgeable local farmer's agent can save you money. Call Sandra Clark at 480-994-8866 today. We are insurance. We are farmers. Here's your Wednesday afternoon forecast.
Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. We continue to dry out a bit. Therefore, our monsoon is confined to the high country and well east to the greater Phoenix area. Through at least Friday, daytime highs 107 to 109. Moisture returns by the weekend, and so does the monsoon. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Thank you, Jimmy. KFNX News Time is 4:33. Currently in the Valley of the Sun, we are at 103 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. You're listening to KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. I'm Jeff Reynolds, and you're up to date.
Have you heard about Zero-Res Carpet Cleaning? Yeah, we kind of have a funny name. You spell it Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z. Just remember, if you spell it backwards, you still get Zero-Res. Zero-Res stands for zero residue. That means we leave zero soap or chemicals behind when we clean. When you go online, you'll see many other companies trying to duplicate what we say. But remember the name Zero Res, and you will be guaranteed to get the one true company that leaves zero residue behind. No more crunchy feel after your cleaning, no more spots reappearing, and no more scary technicians in your home to worry about. To schedule your appointment, give us a call at 480-507-2419, 480-507-2419, or you can go online to ZeroResPhoenix.com. Mention KFNX Radio when you call and get 3 rooms pre-treated, cleaned, and sanitized for only $149. Zero Res, spelled backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
I'm Elizabeth Hasselbeck. If you're like me, you probably don't have a lot of free time to exercise and keep yourself in shape. For me, the answer is the Ab Glider from ProForm. I can't tell you how much I love this amazing machine. It's a great fat-burning cardio workout, too, and it's fun.
Unlike other ab machines, the Ab Glider combines circular and crunch motions for a fast, fun workout of your entire midsection. You engage more muscles, get a better cardio workout, and burn twice the calories of other ab machines.
I went from an 11 to a size 4. 20 inches total. It's really easy and it's fun.
With this offer, you'll get an onboard workout computer, Elizabeth's 3-minute rapid results DVD, and her amazing abs instructional DVD, plus her amazing abs eating guide, a $159 value, free. Try the Ab Glider now for 30 days, risk-free, for as little as $14.95.
Call 800-609-4098. 800-609-4098. Try the Ab Glider, risk-free. Call now. 800-609-4098.
Check us out on the web at 1100kfnx.com.
This is Dennis Wilenchek, and you're on Legalese every week from 4 to 5, every Wednesday, and on KFNX here, News Talk Radio, 1100. And we just had with us Buddy Romer, former governor of Louisiana, who's running for president and is holed up in New Hampshire in the cold, I guess, even in the summer there. I just returned from a long vacation in Europe with my wife, and I got to tell you, folks, it's kind of scary. We went all through Eastern Europe and part of Western Europe, and this country is becoming a joke, and we got to do something about it, and we need some real change, not just people talking about change, but some real change. Buddy brought up a lot of good points, and I was very impressed with him, actually. Bright guy, former Harvard grad and Harvard Business School, got into Harvard at 16, so he can't be too dumb, and head of a billion-dollar bank. So there's a guy who's a self-made guy that we all should be proud of, and why is he running for president? What does he need it for? So this is the kind of people that we need in our country now to step up, all of us. People are successful, people that aren't so successful need to just take a stand and do something to bring this country back to what it once was, because I'll tell you what, just to see our dollar falling to the euro, what an embarrassment that is. It just makes you sick. And so we've got to really do something. What's going on in Congress now is just laughable over there, as I'm sure it is here too, having just returned. But anyway, changing our topic for today, we've got on with us by phone. He was going to be in the studio, but got caught up with Fox News, asking him a bunch of questions. They take precedence over my show. But we got a state senator named Steve Smith, who's new to the political realm, and we're pleased to have him with us by phone. Steve, are you with us?
I'm here, and I apologize. And certainly Fox News did not take precedence. their schedules got all mixed around and everything ran together, and I had to do them in order. So it's my pleasure to be here. Thank you.
I won't take that as an affront, I promise you. Tell us why you were on Fox News, though, while we're at it.
Well, it's for our border fence bill that I wrote. You know, listen, I started a website, buildtheborderfence.com. What we did, you know, in the Senate was we were very, very aware and clear that the federal government was going to do nothing in terms of actually securing this country and building a border fence. So we had to take it upon ourselves to try to get it done. So I initiated this bill, and a product of the bill was this website where people from all over the country can donate, and we're going to build the darn thing ourselves is the way it's going to come down to. So I'm very pleased to report the site just launched just a few days ago last week. And in the first 24 hours, we've got donations from all 50 states, and we're already well over $100,000, approaching $200,000. It's amazing that the people really understand it's America's problem, not just Arizona's problem.
Yeah, that's great. I gave Buddy Romer a plug there for his website a couple of times, so might as well do the same for you. Tell our listeners, whoever's out there can write it down, how they get in touch with you in terms of donating money for this project.
That's right. It's www.buildtheborderfence.com. And everybody who donates and goes online and donates, they'll actually get a nice certificate from the state of Arizona thanking them for their donation. It's kind of our own little souvenir for them. But
let me ask you now. You've got a bill, you said, on this topic. So if you're collecting private money, which is what it sounds like, why do you need a bill? Is the government going to contribute money to this?
Well, we needed it for a few reasons. First, one of the provisions I put in the bill was we're going to use inmate labor to help with all the construction costs. So we're trying to minimize costs the best that we can. So a great way to do that is to take advantage of the millions and hundreds of millions of dollars we put into our correctional system. So we will be using inmates.
You mean you have the audacity to have these inmates actually work?
That's right. As a matter of fact, I just talked with Sheriff Joe today. He says, I've got thousands for you, and the Department of Corrections has over 6,500 themselves. So the reason I wanted to utilize that workforce is, again, construction costs are expensive.
Yeah.
Now, inmate labor has been used in all areas throughout the state, so this is not anything new. Matter of fact, they even helped on the border fence project down in Douglas.
Well, I think that's quite ironic and funny, actually, that you might actually have people who snuck over the border illegally that are in prison building the fence, huh?
That's right, and my answer to that is they can stand on the Mexican side, so when the last rail goes up, they're already home.
That's a good one. Now tell us a little bit about your background and how you got involved in politics. We're talking with Steve Smith on Legalese. This is Dennis Wolinchek, KFNX. Steve, tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, you know, I'm originally from Michigan. I moved out to Arizona about a dozen years ago. I've always been very politically involved, and it wasn't until, you know, really, 9/11 is what changed everything for me politically, and I knew I had to get involved on some level. But seeing what happened...
Well, what were you doing? I'm just curious. Now, on 9/11, you were in Michigan.
No, I was here in Arizona.
Oh, you're here in Arizona already. And so what were you doing here for a living?
I ran the marketing for a medical device biotech company. I've always been in marketing, always been in business. So
okay.
Ran my own business, you know, ran divisions of business. But I knew at some point in time I wanted to get in politics. And about a couple years ago, the senator who was representing me in my district, it was just deplorable what some of the things they were doing or not doing. And I said, you know what, if nobody's going to do this, then I'm going to go and challenge this person. The person I defeated in the election last November was one of the most heavily entrenched incumbents in Arizona's history. Yeah. Her family ran that Senate seat for about 30 years.
Just for our listeners, is this the Rios family?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And everybody says they're unbeatable and we weren't going to win. We won. Now, everybody says the same thing about this fence project, you know, that once again, if nobody's going to do it, then darn it, we got to step up and do it ourselves. And that's the same mentality we've taken here. So
let me ask you something, though. Let me play devil's advocate for a second here. What good will this do? We put up a big fence. Can't they get around it? Can't they figure ways to undermine it, tunnel it, so forth?
Well, there's a couple answers to that. Listen, you know, no fence by itself will ever be the standalone deterrent. And the example I give people is, think of a prison. When the prisoners walk out in the yard and they see the big prison fence, right, you know, no matter how big and daunting that prison fence is, if there's no prison guards watching it, sooner or later the inmates get out. If you have a good fence and guards watching it, odds are they don't get out.
But how can guards watch that kind of fence? Are you talking about technology now where, you know, motion detectors, things like that?
That's exactly right. We have some amazing technology on the border that can detect anything tunneling, flying, or walking within hundreds of yards.
Well, but let me ask you something. If that's the case, and I'm just asking the obvious questions, if that's the case, why do you need the fence at all?
Well, because as we saw in Yuma, Arizona, we have a great example of what a fence does. In Yuma, Arizona, the federal government a few years ago got serious about this problem, and Sheriff Paul Babiou, of course our sheriff now, was one of the lead points for the National Guard on that project. Yuma had a major immigration problem. They built what's called the triple-layer fence. It's essentially three fences. Would you believe, after that fence went up, 95% reduction in illegal alien apprehensions and crossings?
All right, but let me ask you this before our break. Let me ask you this before our break. We've got about a minute or so. The only issue I've got with this is, and I expect other people, won't they just go into Texas or California and end up here anyway?
Great question. And so here's my answer to this. You know, the federal government has to do something sooner or later. What I want to do with this, first, my duty is to secure Arizona. Arizona is the number one passer through the state, through the country for illegal aliens and everything else. We've got to lock up Arizona. California got serious about this and locked up a lot of their border. Once we secure Arizona, I'm not done. I want to keep raising funds and finish the whole darn border.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Quick in 5 seconds. What Michelle Bachmann said last week, if she's president, she's going to build a border fence.
Yeah, I think that's right. It's got to be a federal problem. It's a start, but as I say, you know, with anything, people will get around it unless it's all across. How real is the threat, do you believe, in about less than a minute? How real is the threat of terrorists entering the United States via Mexico?
It's unbelievably high. Our own FBI Director Mueller testified in Congress about what's going on with terrorist activities and how very concerned he is with what's happening. Don't forget, in Arizona, we found a suicide bomber handbook, like a martyr handbook written in Arabic, published in Iran, in Arizona's desert. We found patches with martyr written on them in Arabic in our deserts. So the terrorist element is extraordinarily high. I'll give you one more number. Border Patrol apprehends what are called OTMs, other than Mexicans, and they apprehend tens of thousands of them per year. A big number of those OTMs, they've realized, have come from terrorist-sponsored countries. We've already detained them in our own deserts. It's a very real problem.
Well, let me ask you this before we take our break. You think the president gets it and understands what you're talking about?
Not at all. He stood on that border back in May, and his quote was, quote, "The fence is now basically complete," end quote.
What about Napolitano? Does she get it?
She's just as off as he is.
All right.
She says, quote, "Our borders are as good as they've ever been."
All right. Well, listen, we'll take this up. We got to take a break right now, Steve. We're going to come back to you after these commercial messages. This is Dennis Wilenchek on Legalese with Steve Smith, state senator, regarding Build the Fence. So talk to you all in just a minute.
Steve Malzberg, middays at 1 on KFNX.
Since 1991, the law offices of Wilenchek & Bartness have provided quality business litigation service that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Wilenchek & Bartness specialize in cases of breach of contract, real estate litigation, construction defect, business fraud, and breach of fiduciary duty. For professional yet very personal legal representation, call Wilenchek & Bartness today at 602-606-2810, 602-606-2810.
These days, you hear them everywhere. Get out of debt quick promises asking you to call right now to solve all your credit problems. But please, listen carefully. Don't make a huge mistake. There is a better way. Trinity Debt Management. Many debt settlement companies have created a dangerous misunderstanding. Simply put, debt settlement often ends up destroying your credit and ultimately may lead to asset seizure and bankruptcy. There is a better way out. Trinity Debt Management can show you how to pay off your debt, preserve your good name, save thousands in interest, and in the end, actually improve your credit rating, not destroy it. Say no to debt settlement. Say yes to debt management. Trinity Debt Management. Make the right choice and become debt-free for keeps. Call 1-800-758-5360. That's 1-800-758-5360.
Arizona sports fans, this is Andy Dorf, host of Dorf on Sports, heard every Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m. on KFNX Radio from my good friends, azcasino.com. Get dialed in with the online leader since 1997, that's GoTo Entertainment's azcasino.com. Call 888-333-PLAY now and mention Dorf on Sports for a $25 free play, a 25% cash bonus, that's 888-333-PLAY, that's GoTo Entertainment's azcasino.com. Any wager, any sport, anytime, azcasino.com.
Log on and listen live. 1100KFNX.com.
This is Dennis Wolinchek, and we're back on Legalese every week from 4 to 5. And we have with us Steve Smith, state senator from Maricopa, who is a new inductee into the Capitol, beating an old-time family, as he pointed out, the Rios family, the daughter. Which was a big upset, and now he's on to bigger and better things, which is trying to build a border fence. And as we were discussing, of course, that would be a start because you'd almost have to have the fence running across most of the Southwest, I suspect, or even the country, to truly be effective as I see it, but Steve may disagree with that. But, Steve, your goal is eventually to go all the way across the country, right?
Well, my goal is just to get the project completed. So how it gets completed, hey.
But when you say completed, what do you mean? Just in Arizona?
Oh, my end goal is, no, I think there should be a fence, a proper fence, mind you, not what the government calls a fence, a proper fence along that entire southern border, and you hit the nail right on the head. Sure, if there's pockets in a fence, you walk around it. We see that happening in Arizona right now.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, how much will this
border?
You said you collected so far over $100,000 from people all over the country. How much will this project cost in just in Arizona alone?
Well, in Arizona, our initial goal, somebody asked me how much money you're looking to raise. I said as much as possible.
Yeah, but you have to have some estimate about what this fence is going to cost. Yeah.
And they said, well, narrow that down. I said, well, $50 million is a great start. Here's why there's no per se concrete answer to the penny of what we need. Because, first, it looks like all deductions are going to be tax deductible. There's a letter from the state comptroller on the website that talks about that. So I'm going to use that to try to garner free supplies, donated supplies, donated materials from some of these construction fence companies. So the first goal is to try to get as much of the raw materials donated as possible. Then, of course, we're going to use inmate labor. We're going to utilize them to build it. Okay.
Let me ask you, what's Governor Brewer's position on this issue? Is she in support of your program?
Well, of course. She signed the bill into law.
Okay. So the bill that we were talking about earlier in the show, which is the bill that you've introduced, is now law?
Yeah, Senate Bill 1406 is now law of the land, yeah.
The Build the Border Fence law. And
that's right.
You're now actively raising money pursuant to that. And, again, give our listeners your website again.
It's www.buildtheborderfence.com.
And where does this money go if people send you some money? Where does it go?
Good question. All of the funds that we receive are going to be held in a safe trust fund type account in the state of Arizona Treasurer's Office. We want to make sure they had jurisdiction, so to speak, over those funds. Then all 100% of the funds will be used towards this project. So people donating, again, rest assured their money is going to this project. It is not going to be swept. It's not going to be used for any other purposes. It's going to go right towards this project, and we're very serious about that.
Any Democrats vote for this bill?
Not one.
Yeah.
You know, and what's funny, give me 10 seconds on this one if you could. You know, I had Democrats stand up at the committee meetings and on the floor all the time. We want a secure border. We want a secure border too. Sure we do. And I said, well, great. Here's a way you can contribute to that. It's going to cost the state a little, if anything, because we're going to raise the funds. And we're going to use inmate labor to primarily build it. Are you in favor of it now? No. Not one voted.
Yeah.
So I think it's all lip service that when they say these things, because – My goodness, you couldn't come up with a better plan that didn't cost the state very much, and they still all vote no.
Now, do you think that this fence will actually stop these drug cartels and gangs from coming in?
Absolutely. Again, we've seen this in Yuma. We, and the federal government built a second very good fence. Again, so we have one very good fence in Yuma that's worked, 95% success rate. There's a second fence that the feds built as well under George Bush, 18-foot-high steel corrugated beam fence currently right now in Arizona's desert. It is beautiful. You can't drive a tank through the thing.
Really?
The only problem is it's on 16 miles of the border.
Right.
The Arizona border is about 380 miles, so you see we have a long way to go.
Yeah,
we have
obviously.
Examples of what works.
Now, are there any negative impacts to this concept? In other words, are there any issues that businesses will be opposed to this or people won't be doing business with us, any of that stuff that you've heard so far?
There should absolutely be none because there's already a fence in place, right?
Yeah.
This is not like a new concept. It's not like post-war Berlin where we say, well, hey, why don't we put up a fence and see what happens? There's already a border fence between the United States and Mexico. We're just finishing plugging in the holes for it, that's all.
Well, you're saying there's a border fence. It's just not an effective fence.
Well, and it's not effective because there's just gaping holes in it. I mean, you look at Arizona, there's miles, and I mean miles, in between the fencing.
Yeah.
So you don't necessarily have to low crawl to get across the border. There's just so many wide open pockets. You just got to finish it.
Are there any studies, I wonder, that estimate the economic impact of securing the border? In terms of
economic impact in terms of?
Well, in terms of, for example, increased tourism, people feeling safer being here, any of that kind of thing that's been done?
You know, I think there has been a few examples of that, that we see those in more of our port cities, and like Dallas and things like that, where if the citizens feel safer, and because, you know, believe it or not, I had a talk with the Chamber of Commerce from Douglas and Nogales, Arizona, right on the border.
Yeah.
And would you believe that they get phone calls from people not across the country, phone calls from people in Arizona that say, is it safe to go down to Douglas right now? Because we were thinking about going there. And they have to look at them and talk to them and says, well, yes, of course it's safe. So our own citizens are afraid to go to many areas. And don't forget the federal government last year erected signs in our state that said, caution, high smuggling activity, right? Do not enter if you don't have to. One of those type signs. They put them up in our own state. It's ridiculous.
You think this thing is going to actually become a reality, given the vagaries of the cost and so forth?
Well, I think one of two things are going to happen. One, we're either going to raise the funds and we will build it. Or two, we'll hopefully exert enough pressure on either this administration or hopefully a new administration that will take place in 2012 for them to really, truly appreciate and understand the problem. Again, Michelle Bachmann came out last week saying one of her top goals as president is to build a border fence. So if we get enough pressure on the politicians, on the presidential candidates, on the president's office itself, I hope one of the two things happen. We raise the funds to do it, or they just do it like they're supposed to.
Well, let's just come back to the funds real quick. When you say raise the funds to do it, again, without a clear picture budget of what that would be, without a quote estimate from some contracting company or something in hand, how do you know, how you have enough money to start building it? You know what I'm saying? In other words,
yeah, great question. And what I did in the bill, we established what is called the Joint Border Security Advisory Committee. And it meets monthly. And this committee, of course, which I'm on, as well as some sheriffs, members of the Senate, of the legislature, and the governor appointed, a half a dozen appointees. This committee will have jurisdiction over this project. So the committee will then look at the funds raised and look at the RFPs, look at the proposals that have come in and say, here's what we can do with this amount of money. Here's what we're recommending to do. That committee, again, will have full jurisdiction over what happens, where, and how quickly it happens, and what is built in what part of the state.
You know, out of the presidential candidates, and again, we interviewed Buddy Romer, who just announced that he's running, former governor of Louisiana. We interviewed him before you here today. And I didn't get a chance, unfortunately, to ask him about this issue, but I'm sure you're up on it. How many of the announced Republican candidates so far are in support of this concept of a border fence?
Well, the ones that I know have expressed their interest. One, of course, is Michelle Bachmann. Two, Herman Cain is out there saying that. Three, Rick Perry, although he's not an official candidate yet, fully appreciates the problem being in Texas. And then of course Sarah Palin, if she ever enters, I think this is one of her top priorities as well. Not to say that maybe the other candidates haven't expressed an interest or might ultimately support it. I just haven't had personal conversations with their offices about it.
Well, now let's get to the administration again before we leave for the day. Have you talked to anyone from the administration about this concept, and why are they opposed to it if they are?
You mean the Obama administration?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. You know, we are in the process of sending them a letter. It seems like that's the only way we can reach anybody. And the letter is going to state we're going to request permission to build the fence that we erect on the federal easement where the current fence already exists. It's technically their land. So that's going to be the start of our communication is we'd like to build this here. The Associated Press asked the Department of Homeland Security if they had a question or comment about this project. They declined comment. So that's about as much as I've got from the federal government.
All right. Well, I would have hoped that maybe Janet Napolitano would have stepped up on that one. But anyway.
Rest assured she has not.
All right. Well, our listeners have heard that. Okay, well, we're about done, Steve. Thank you for appearing on the show today. Steve Smith talking about the border fence and his efforts to build one. And his website again, Steve?
BuildTheBorderFence.com. Everybody who donates receives their own certificate saying so.
All right. Well, thanks so much again for being on. We'll keep track of this, and we'll figure out where you are on this and come back to it in a while and hope that you've raised some more money for it. Take care, and thanks for being on the show, and we'll see you all next week.
How would you like to put your troubles with the IRS behind you? If you are behind on your taxes, don't try negotiating with the IRS alone. The IRS can take advantage of taxpayers who don't know the law or collection procedures. Ameristar's team of enrolled agents, tax professionals, and CPAs with master's degrees in taxation can go to work to protect you from paying too much. Get fast relief with Ameristar Tax Centers. Once the proper paperwork is filed, Ameristar will deal with the IRS directly so you don't have to. Plus, Ameristar Tax Center is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know the secrets to getting you maximum savings. Get real tax relief by calling for a free, no-obligation consultation. The call is free. The consultation is free. Call 800-761-7056. If the IRS is garnishing your wages or sending threatening letters, we can help. Call now. 800-761-7056. 800-761-7056.
You're listening to KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, Cape Creek, Phoenix, the home of Lou Dobbs, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. KFNX News Time, it's 5 o'clock.